The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, 15th of January, 7:05 in the morning, and news at the top of the hour always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yeah, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Thanks for waking up with us today or while you're getting ready for school or work and all of that. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
So, National Day today.
National Day is National Bagel Day.
Okay.
National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Woo. Yeah.
Also the day that Martin Luther King Jr. was born.
Yeah, that's
in 1929.
Right. Yeah, and there's going to be something coming up here on Monday on Martin Luther King Day, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So you got a day in history?
Yeah, well, that was one of them. Let's see. That was the main one it put on. Let's see.
Okay. All right. Weather. Today, sunny with a high near 69. Another beautiful day. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Next Wednesday, it says partly sunny with a high near 60, but the rest of the days are going to be sunny. Mid-60s at night, no, low 40s. So another beautiful forecast here. Yesterday was just absolutely fantastic. And today is just going to be a couple degrees cooler, but still really, really nice out there. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Kenny family have been running that business for 30 years. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Last night, the Planning Commission had a meeting. And there's opposite, you know, concerning the city leasing property to Shasta County for future jail and the rehabilitation center there. And when they met, the people that were against it are saying they're raising concerns about public safety, increased traffic, potential environmental impacts along the river. It's a 90-acre piece of property, and they've said that other locations, such as land near the airport and Highway 44, where there are fewer homes and families nearby, would be better places. And the thing is, though, is after all of this, city manager says here, but explained that even if the Planning Commission were to recommend against the zoning change, the county would not be required to follow city zoning regulations. Meanwhile, the River Ranch Road Neighborhood Association indicated it's prepared to challenge the lease agreement through litigation. Even after all of that, they couldn't, nothing happened because with only four planning commission members present at the meeting, a unanimous vote was required to issue a recommendation. So they were missing one. So they're unable to reach an agreement. Now, I'd like to know who, not personally, but you've got something huge. This is big. And you've got, you know, opposition, and then you've got the people on, of course, on the side that want to do it, the county and all this. And this is a big decision. And to have one of the commissioners not show up, is very interesting. And I wonder what the reasoning behind it was, and I can't tell from, you know, from the article here. Why did the commissioner not show up last night? And was it to delay this? Were they, was it something, you know, a medical issue or something, they couldn't make it, or they've been out of town for business or something like this? But it seems like this would be a big enough meeting with a huge decision that all five would try to be there. So, as it is, they just kicked the can down the road. Today, Mark Baird's going to be on at 8 o'clock. At 7:30, we're going to have Nation's Finest. But at 8 o'clock, Mark Baird's going to come on, and he's going to talk about that huge decision the Ninth Circuit Court made about open carry in California. But at the same time, a federal three-judge panel cleared the way for California to use a newly approved U.S. House district map designed by the politicians down in Sacramento that totally favors Democrats in the 2026 midterms. In a 2-1 decision, the panel, based out of Los Angeles, rejected requests from state Republicans and the U.S. Justice Department to block the map for future use. The lawsuit argued that California violated the Constitution by considering race specifically to benefit Hispanic voters while, when drawing the new congressional boundaries. And they could flip five seats. They could flip five seats, as many as five seats next year. And, of course, Governor Newsom thought this was the greatest decision spread. In kind of a news that goes along with that is California Assemblyman James Gallagher announced that he's going to be a candidate for the upcoming special election in the 1st Congressional District to fill the vacancy created by the death of our long-term congressman, Doug LaMalfa. So he's going to be running in this. So what the court said is, yep, Prop 50 is good. Now, that's going to be immediately appealed and will make its way up to the Supreme Court. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. The fact is that you look at the new districts, and they were so gerrymandered, so redrawn in such a way that the North State is, you know, the majority of the North State, 700 square miles of it, is now going to be controlled by Marin County along the coast. You know how I feel about this thing. It's at the very best, it could be called specious. In the very worst, I don't know what's going to happen here. You know, they say, this is only going to go till 2030. And I don't believe that for a second. As long as the Democrats are in charge, they're not going to give up power. Not in one way are they going to give up power. Of course, by then, Trump will be no longer president. And since this was an anti-Trump vote, which carried easily in California, we'll see what happens. But it, with Gallagher running, but, you know, what about in District 2 here? District 1. He's going to be running in District. Well, he'll be running to fill till January. So for LaMalfa. Then will he run in the 2nd District? Is there anybody looking now that's going to be facing Huffman out of Marin County? It's a uphill battle any way you look at it. Okay, we come back. A lot of things. Another ICE agent was involved in a shooting in Minnesota. We'll talk about that when we get back. And, you know, and I've read, if you read two articles, one on CNN, I'm sorry, USA Today, and one on Fox. Two separate different articles. The only thing they agree on is that somebody got shot. But in the one article, we'll discuss that when we get back. So let's take our first break. Take us out, Ben.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Bach. Good morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Well, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local and state. I think federal rebates are maybe cut out, but the state just allotted several billion to for people if you want to buy an electric vehicle to help help offset the cost of it. Anyway, visit cityofreading.org/EV. Okay, the shootings in Minnesota. Of course, the first one with Renee Good has been has all types of video, all types, you know, you have the mayor of Minneapolis calling it a murder. You've got many other people saying that she hit the officer and has caused internal bleeding in the officer. When he she hit him and he shot her. And so all these demonstrations have exploded. Now, second shooting in Minneapolis was ICE agent was trying to arrest an alleged illegal when the guy attacked him, and I'd read he was attacked with a shovel, and anyway, the ICE agent shot the guy in the leg, And so both of them are in the hospital, the ICE agent and the his alleged attacker there. Neither one of them in life-threatening conditions. Now, the ICE agent shooting the guy that was attacking him in the leg, I find unusual, but I don't know what the situation was. Because police are taught you're being attacked, you go center mass. You don't shoot for heads, legs. You don't shoot for arms. You go center mass to get the threat off you. In this case, the assailant, alleged assailant, was shot in the leg. Anyway, both are in the, I wonder if they're in the same hospital. But of course, now the mobs that are attacking federal officers with fireworks and rocks and all types things like that, and the officers are fighting back with pepper spray and flashbangs and pepper balls and all this. Governor Waltz has urged peaceful demonstrations. I know you're angry. I'm angry. What Donald Trump wants is violence in the streets. But Minnesota will remain an island of decency, of justice, of community, and of peace. It's too late for that. And then you have to ask yourself, how many people are coming in from other places to Minnesota? Is there a network, which some people believe, of that's being people being paid to show up to demonstrate? Now, being paid to show up to demonstrate peacefully, okay. I don't get too excited about that. If they're being paid, though, to come there because they want to commit violence, I have a problem with that. And whoever's paying people to go to Minnesota to have physical confrontations with law enforcement is scary, because it undermines. It's one thing to have your own homegrown riot because you want to have a riot. Nobody's getting paid. It's another to pay people to come in to cause damage, in my opinion. I can't see your face. I don't know where you are on this. Or maybe you don't have any thoughts on this, Ben.
I don't really have any thoughts. I try to stay away from getting in.
Well, that's okay. That's probably the best way to do. It makes
I've learned over the years.
It makes your life a lot happier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people just have their opinions, and there's no way to change them. It doesn't matter. It's hitting them right in the face that it's this way.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
That's right.
So,
and like I said, I read those two articles, and they Trump's threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act, which has been done other times, not just this isn't a Trump makeup thing. But I understand where he's coming from, in the sense of that we've got federal law enforcement being attacked for doing their job. And it all goes back to this, in my opinion. Biden administration, as everybody knows, opened that border up and allowed millions of people to come across for whatever reason. For, the future of the Democratic Party is what they were thinking. It was people were going to come across, they're going to vote Democrat. And then Trump comes in, he shuts the border down, and he has done, even Democrats will say this, he's done a great job doing that. But then all the people in here are here illegally. They have broken the law. So now we want you to leave. And they've had quite a few self-deport. But now they're going after, and in most cases, they're criminals. They're the people who are here illegally that have got committed criminal acts. The majority, and I'm quoting, the majority of them that they're arresting have criminal background of some kind, either since they've been here or they've had a long criminal history in the country they were in. Now, does that mean other people that don't have a criminal background, they're caught up in the sweep? Yeah, that happens too. But see, they've committed a criminal offense coming into our country.
Yeah, the key word is illegally.
Illegally.
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
illegally coming into our country.
That trumps everything.
It it does.
No point intended.
But. Yeah. No, I understand. And then, but, and I know this infuriates some people, but it is. And it's a criminal offense. It's not a civil offense. You know, so many people stay here because they just, you know, they get a visa and they don't go back, which is what happened to Mondami's. One of his members of his staff got arrested because he had overstayed his visa for a long time, and according to the feds, he had committed a criminal act. So they arrested one of Mondami's people. And but overstaying the visa is a civil offense instead of a criminal offense. I'm not sure how I understand that one. But coming across the border illegally is a criminal offense, and you are a lawbreaker, and Trump wants to sweep through and push as many out as possible. It's the law. Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. Well, it's the law. If you don't like the law, you know, change the law. And I doubt if that law is going to be changed, because it says you can't, if you come across our border illegally, you're going to be caught and sent back. I mean, it's been the law. It didn't start with Trump. Obama sent back hundreds of thousands of people under Obama, and you didn't see this going on. Obama was the one that started with the cages, the quote cages, for people, and arresting them, sending them back. You know, and you know, just because you have one president who maybe didn't understand what was happening, all these people coming across like this is going to have a dire effect in our country at some point. Schools, medical, jobs, housing. If 5 million people that are here illegally leave the country, there's going to be more housing. There's got to be. And there's got to be a lessened impact on medical, lessened impact on schools and education, lessened impact on social services, Medicare, all of this. And no, not all. Everybody here illegally is not working. A lot of them are working. But then jobs that they've taken will now be opened up to people who have immigrated here legally, and Americans born here. So it's a mess. It is a mess. But, you know, and the person I really, really think should be held responsible is the Biden administration for this, for what he did. And it wasn't like nobody knew. I mean, from the very beginning. And yet the mainstream media seemed to think it was okay. So, okay, enough of that. This one last story. I got to get into this. Jennifer O'Connell Nguyen. That name doesn't sound familiar, but she's the one that got arrested at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors for refusing to leave, and she had to be carried out, and she was arrested for this, for disrupting the meeting. Well, she went to court, and the Shasta County District Attorney's Office recommended informal probation, 30 days of community service, and a standard fine. They also advised that O'Connell Nguyen be required to follow decorum rules and refrain from future disruptions at Board of Supervisors meetings. Her defense attorney stated that while the recommendations were reasonable, O'Connell Nguyen did not believe she could comply with the terms of probation. So she's going to get sentenced to jail. It's a Shasta County jail. And it could be for up to 6 months in the jail. And they're going to postpone the sentencing until January 28th. And I also read where she said, hey, I'm gonna buy a journal, or, you know, pad in there. I'm gonna keep a journal of my time in the jail so I can address what's going on in the jail. And she said, you know, I might sue the county too. I mean, now, as a follow up, her husband was also just arrested. So, if husband and wife are in jail at the same time, can they share a cell together? I don't think so. but they could probably, you know, see each other during, you know, if they have, you know, open time there, go over and write their journals together. I cannot comply with the terms of probation. I love it. Jennifer, you believe in it and you're standing by it. Whether, you know, whatever you're doing, you believe in it and you're standing by it. And even though you're going to go to jail over something as silly as this that you initiated. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we've got Nation's Finest joining us.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Wind River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Mendiva's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mendiva's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mendiva's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mendiva's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mendivascabinets.com.
Freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Coffee's kicked in. You know, the story I just did on Jennifer Nguyen. I've been following this only because I find it fascinating. She does disrupt the board service, the board of supervisors. And so she got arrested. And she went to court and was found guilty. And so they, you know, DA says, look, 30 days informal probation or whatever they call it. And stop being, you know, stop being a nuisance. Nope, can't do that. And, you know, it's kind of like a movie that I saw once. Okay, this is all you have to do. Nope, not going to do it. And so she's going to go to jail. We already have a crowded jail. And it could be up to, so they, you know, they sentence her to 30 days. So she stays in there 15. Because the jail's crowded. And it's not to put Jennifer in there for 180 days. Though, if they did, it might have a little bit of a impact on somebody else that wants to do it. Who wants to go to jail for 6 months, even if it's 90 days? That's just not a nice place to hang out till springtime.
No.
Yeah. But she's sticking to her guns. So, nope, can't do that. I'm going to disrupt them every time I think they're doing something wrong. Okay. On a happier note, even though that was kind of a funny note, on a happier note, I'm here with Karen Kempley, who is representing Nation's Finest. She's our outreach specialist. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were just talking about something, and we're not going to use names, okay?
Okay.
There's an organization here in town that is not a nonprofit. They used to be a nonprofit, but they're not a nonprofit anymore. That is here to arrange housing for the homeless. And they're buying up properties or bought properties. And for everybody that's in their program, they get $5,000 a month. And there were almost 100 in their program right now. It's $500,000 a month for this. Now, they used to be a nonprofit. When you're a nonprofit, you have to open your books up to everybody. When you become a profit, for profit, you don't have to. So, and they can help them be housed for 6 months, and hopefully they make their transitions and all this. I just wonder, and that's all I'm going to say about it, because all of them are kind of set up like, well, this one is set up like that,
mm-hmm.
is at the end of 6 months, how many of them have transitioned into jobs, into other housing that they pay for themselves?
Yeah, permanent housing.
Permanent housing. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see what the result rates are.
Yeah.
But $500,000 a month, paid for by our taxes. And I wonder if the people that are, where they're getting their money from, keep track of how successful they are.
I would hope so. Those numbers would probably be very impactful within the community, one way or another, successful or not successful. Yeah. At the Board of Supervisors meeting come Monday, they're actually bringing out numbers. We provided numbers. Our Heroes Dreams is providing numbers.
Yeah.
The VSO is providing numbers of veterans that we've helped, and we have qualified them down. So there's going to be totals and numbers, because yeah. a lot of people like data, of how many that we've served since July of 2025 till mm-hmm. now, how many were successful, how many went back to prison, how many found permanent housing. So there's numbers out there. The thing of it is it's the collaboration and them coming to get help and getting them into
the programs.
Yeah, the programs and a system. There's a system called HMIS, which is a homeless management information system,
yeah.
Where any homeless person, they can go to the Hope Van, they can go to Shasta Regional,
mm-hmm.
and they can actually get logged to where they are inputted into the system. They do go under a number. And certain organizations can have a subscription and pay to be able to enter these homeless people. That's how they help to find them housing within uh-huh. the communities. So this is nationwide. And veterans in our county go to the top of the list. So it's very important, but a lot of them don't understand that they should be in the system.
Sure.
At any medical center or Good News Rescue Mission can input them in the system. And the nice thing of it is then other agencies that are involved in the system can see the homeless out there that need assistance.
Okay. So quickly, tell people what Nation's Finest is.
So Nation's
Finest. So this may be the first time They've heard of you.
Yeah. So we've been in business for over 52 years. We're a nonprofit. We're in California, Arizona, Nevada. The Reading location services the top seven counties here. And we help our veterans struggling. So we can help them if they are homeless out on the streets, assist them in housing, help find them jobs, assist them over to getting over to the VSO to get service connected. A lot of them don't know about disability rates.
Mm-hmm.
We can also, if they are behind on rent or utilities and they do have housing, we can catch them up. We also help when we do get them into housing, furnish their house, provide them the bath and bedding and stuff like that, that they wouldn't have to scrape by. But we offer a lot of resources for them also. It's not just we help you and leave you. It's a continuum of care. They can be in our program for up to 2 years. And our goal is to make them successful. So we will help their security deposit moving in, possibly the first month's rent. We also have a sober living house on Park Marina that houses 12 men. And that fluctuates. Some of them find jobs. Some of them go back to their family. You know, we've seen some that, you know, they went through a divorce and then possibly the husband and he's out on the streets. Next thing you know, they're working on things or he goes and gets another job. And after a period of time, they're able to be successful, get back out there and not be sleeping on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
That house is more for sobriety. So substance abuse, alcohol, drugs, and they want to be clean. And that's mostly what that house is.
What about job training?
Yeah, job training. We work closely with the Smart Center and EDD. At both of those locations, they have a veteran advocate. So we work closely with them, call them up and say, hey, I have this veteran. This is what they're looking for. They'll either come to our office or the veteran will go there.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's lots of resources and everybody's, you know, everybody's willing to help to guide them through this process. It's just they're needing to approach us, show up.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is these veterans just, they struggle. And you have to get down to their level and let them know that you understand, you know, what they've been through. You know, and as we say, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. Tell other veterans, you don't need to be struggling. You know, there's help out there.
The numbers of homeless veterans in Shasta County, what is that approximately?
I would say homeless veterans itself,
yeah.
I would say it's probably about 70. I mean, that's where our numbers are coming in.
I've heard anywhere from 70 to 90, depending on it. But and so you've got Nation's Finest working on this. Shasta County Veterans Service Office is working on it, trying to find the housing. Now, when they go over to a Good News Rescue Mission, which is expanding a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. Do they ask if they're veterans or not?
Yeah. So on their intake, that is one of their questions, if they're veterans. You know, a lot of veterans don't want to come forth and say that they are. They maybe have an other than honorable discharge, or they just don't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
So we have been doing a monthly meeting there, Nation's Finest, the Veterans Service Officer, and also the VA Home Darlene. We've been going there on a monthly meeting to find veterans. The first month, November, we found seven.
Okay.
At that time, they only knew there was two. One gentleman made over $5,000 a month. Between his retirement from the Bay Area and his VA disability, it's like $5,000 a month. Why are you here?
And what was the answer to that?
He had gotten a divorce. He was sending money back to his wife to help pay for a mortgage.
Yeah.
And he was just struggling. And I'm like, there's help for you. Within 3 weeks, Nation's Finest got him housing.
Yeah.
And he was successful, and he still is.
Okay.
And it's just connecting with those people and giving them the resources and guiding them. And sometimes it might just be in a talk. You know, a lot of them are lonely. If they don't have family, they don't know what to do, you know.
So they go down to the Good News Rescue Mission or someplace just to have conversations.
Absolutely.
It seems like you can't permanently house somebody. You've got to help them, or they've got to help themselves take those steps to get them into housing.
Absolutely.
And then, but you all helping to get them into housing is huge.
Well, yeah, and as you know, taking a homeless person and putting them straight into permanent housing usually is not going to help any situation.
No.
Transitional housing wise, to where these transitional housing programs, to where we can get them back either connected with family, getting them a job, finding them resources, getting them possibly within groups within the community or outings, let them know that there is other stuff in life other than being homeless.
Yeah.
And the drugs and alcohol is a huge thing. They have to give that up. You know, that's what takes most of our veterans that are using drugs and alcohol. That's where they struggle.
Yeah.
It's giving it up. And being out on the streets, it's approach to them every day.
Yeah. And, of course it is.
You know,
okay. I'm here with Karen Kempley from Nation's Finest, and we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of general area there of Sarah Gibbs across the street. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, and a fabulous selection of jewelry that changes all the time. Everything from estate jewelry, Native American opon, all of this. They have it all there at Four Winds Jewelry. And have been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row now. Locally owned, been in the business over 30 years. Great people down there, Rebecca, Henry, Leonard, and the crew. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
He never was a hero for this town, he's shining light. But you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Gonna be a beautiful day today, 69 degrees and sunny. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you've been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you should, you should have. And it's changed your life because work injuries can be life-changing. It may be you can't even go back to that job, but you want to go back to work. Your employer would like you to come back. Your family wants you back. You're going to need help. And that's Patrick Gorman. He is one of the top workers' compensation attorneys in California. He's got the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento that he built here. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to anybody else. He's going to talk to you about it. And you need somebody that can fight for you and knows how the system works, and that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168. I know Patrick. He's a very honorable man who's going to do the very best for his clients. Either call them or go to GormanComplaw.com. I'm here with Karen Kimpley, the outreach specialist for Nation's Finest. We're talking about the homeless veterans, and that's all you help is the homeless veterans here and their families. There's going to be another point, homeless point in time, January, I think, 27th or 29th here. It's interesting to see, you know, because we do, I think, in Reading, there is a concerted effort to help people. And it'd be interesting to see if there's less homeless this year than last year. Even though I think that, you know, the counting can be less, it's going to be less than 100% accurate. It just is. You can't catch everybody.
Yeah, you can't. Not everybody comes out of the homeless camps.
No. And then does this count people living in couch surfing?
Mm-hmm.
It counts that.
Yeah, so what okay. It will do. Yeah, so it looks like that point in time count will be January 27th.
27th, okay. Yep. Now, you and I talked about this other one that I see every day. Sleeps in his car at night. And, it gets cold out there, but
mm-hmm.
sleeps in his car every night. And then during the day, he does something. But he's been offered help
mm-hmm.
many times. And he chooses just to do this.
Yeah.
Stay in his car at night.
Yeah, and the thing of it is I think it comes down to their mental and mental decisions and... If they, you know, not saying that you have to medicate all your mental, but at least seek counseling, get some help, get to the clinic. You know, with veterans, they've been traumatized through a lot. You know, they may have been in combat, seeing their brothers, whatever else, on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be, they're only one back in their platoon at all. You know, I mean, there's a lot of traumatization that a lot of them don't understand can be helped. And just guiding them, letting them know that there's help out there. I mean, even with us, we get a lot of veterans that are into housing and a lot of elderly, you know, they could lose a spouse. Well, there goes half their income and they're about ready to lose on the ranch. And it's like we have to help them, guide them so they aren't homeless.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen numerous, been up to Yreka, found a veteran about 73 in the hospital, prosthetic leg, blew off his leg in the military.
Yeah.
And he had no prosthetic leg and he hadn't for 10 years. Why are we not taking care of our veterans on that situation?
Why didn't he? I mean, the VA would the VA would help him.
Right, absolutely.
He just
didn't follow through. And that's where we see a lot of the disconnect is they have to follow through. Even these ones that are housed and they're about ready to lose housing, which we call that, so we have two different categories, homeless prevention, and a rapid rehousing. Homeless prevention, we want to make sure they are housed, but we don't want them to be homeless. And those are the categories, that we can help also, even if they are into housing. Say the house is dilapidated and falling down. Mm-hmm. We can try to find another rental for them that would be more, you know, some people develop mold, all these other, they could have all these other health issues going on, and they're not aware of that. And there's like, we can try to find you other housing that will be a peaceful home environment for your life, you know. And that's what they have to think about, is just think about your family also at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that totally makes sense. If you're saying there's around 70, let's say there's 70.
Yep.
Homeless veterans.
Yep.
If you could line them all up in front of you, how many of those do you think you could help?
I would say, all depending upon the variety of the people, I would say probably 10 to 20.
Okay.
I mean, that are committed today that could say, you know what, I want help.
Okay. So you've got 70 lined up there. And you could take 10 to 15, let's just say 20.
Yeah.
So there's 50 there that you're willing to help, that you could provide help for, and they're just not going to do it.
Yep.
And there lies the homeless problem.
Absolutely. And it's like their timing.
They've chosen that this is the way of life I'm going to do, and stay out of my life.
Absolutely.
And that's the hard part. I mean, there's so many things out there, you all and so many different agencies that are there to help people that want to stop being homeless.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that want to stay homeless, nothing's going to touch them.
No.
And they're just going to be out there.
Yeah. And next thing you know, they're going to be living next to your house. They're going to be on the streets. They're going to be approaching people on the streets because they're doing without, and they're being kicked out of these encampments or the streets. So they're just moving their home because they don't know how to cope with everyday life. And so that's where, you know, there's some guidance to get them to some help, to get them possibly into transitional housing, to get them off the streets, to be able to make them have a future and not worried about where they're sleeping or what corner they're sleeping on. Or
not being attacked at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that.
You know, and so we try to let them know that there's help out there, but not all of them take it.
And it's very frustrating. It must be for you.
It is.
It must be. And you and the others that are out there that, gosh, I could help you. And, you know, you haven't gone all the way. You haven't gone down the tubes of drugs and alcohol, but leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's, you want to get down to their level and let them know that there's help out there, but they think they've tried every option. And the point of it is they have to make that first move.
Yeah.
They're the ones that got to want it. And like in that 70 that we had talked about, you know, you might be able to help that 20 and maybe another 20. But it all depends upon the people and, you know, their support group, if they're wanting help. You know, there's a lot of people, even Siskiyou County, you know, that they like the outdoors. Well,
like
this time of the year, ain't good time outdoor.
Okay. On a positive note here, disabled veteran up in Bernie or someplace that lost, somebody had stolen their electric bicycle.
Alturas.
Stolen their electric bicycle. And he just didn't know what to do. And you, tell him what happened.
So he contacted me. I did put it out there. I've talked on Carl's show a couple times looking for a new electric bike that got stolen. He has a traumatic brain injury. Can't get a driver's license. Has to go to work every day. Somebody did reach out to me. 3 weeks later, after I was on the show, get more exposure out there on Facebook, and they said, I have a three-wheeler trike, electric, probably brand new, worth $3,000. I'd love to give it to a veteran.
And it has a little trailer behind it.
Yep,
so,
and it changed
big
his life.
Oh, yeah.
Changed
success.
His life.
Oh, yeah.
Delivered it 2 days ago, and he said, you know, I
told him to lock it up.
Yeah. You know, we gave him a lock with it and a helmet and said, you know what? Take advantage of this. And he says,
How do people get a hold of y'all?
Nation's Finest, 530-223-3211. or you can come by the office at 153 Hartnell, Suite 100.
Okay.
And reach out. We take donations. If you want to keep donations locally, just got a donation from the Red Bluff Masons, $3,000. That money is designated to our running location. It will stay locally.
Okay.
And we can always take furniture and anything else.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Karen, for being with us today. We've gone over a little bit. We're going to take a quick break for the news, and we're going to get a call from Mark Baird on talking about this big decision made by the Ninth Circuit Court about the Second Amendment when we get back.
KCNR, Chester Reddy.
Guard for domestic law enforcement. In a social media post, he referred to protesters as insurrectionists and ICE agents as patriots. The Insurrection Act is a rarely used federal law, but the president threatened its use after a federal officer shot and wounded a man who had attacked the officer with a shovel. Greg Clydeston, Washington.
An appeals court has struck down a lower court's decision that freed pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil from immigration detention. State Department planning to suspend the processing of immigrant visas for citizens from 75 countries whose nationals considered likely to require public aid while living in the U.S.
State officials say they instructed consular officers to halt immigrant visa applications from the countries affected. Officials say they did this in accordance with a broader order issued in November that tightened rules around potential immigrants who might become public charges in the U.S. But the suspension won't apply to applicants seeking non-immigrant or temporary tourist or business visas. The suspension of visas begins January 21st.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Word of a new round of U.S. sanctions on Iranian officials accused in the violent crackdown on anti-regime protesters in Iran. Federal prosecutors in Philadelphia have charged 20 people, including 15 former NCAA players, in an alleged scheme to fix basketball games. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 331 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
X says its AI chatbot Grok will no longer allow the editing of photos of real people in revealing clothing in places where such editing is illegal.
Grok's so-called spicy mode allows users to virtually undress women without their consent. According to an internet watchdog in Britain, some child sexual abuse material found in other parts of the web had also been partially created using the tool. This function will now be blocked by X if local laws demand it. Until now, Musk had resisted making changes to Grok, labeling criticisms as any excuse for censorship.
The BBC's Nick Marsh. Ukrainian authorities say emergency repair crews are working tirelessly to restore power in the Kiev region of Ukraine. Russian attacks on energy infrastructure have left Ukrainians facing the coldest winter in years, and crews have been working in the snow from early morning till midnight. News and analysis at townhall.com. Homeland Security is making it easier for visa-holding religious workers to serve U.S. congregations with less disruption.
DHS announced a change on Wednesday to reduce visa wait times abroad for foreign nationals serving as pastors, priests, nuns, imams, and rabbis. These workers face long backlogs for permanent residency but can enter on temporary R1 visas. The new rule removes the requirement for R1 workers to leave the U.S. for a year after their visa expires. They can now apply to re-enter immediately. The change aims to support religious organizations and minimize disruptions to faith-based communities. Keith Peters, Washington.
If you're a customer of Verizon and your phone is still not quite right, restart the device. That's the carrier's advice following yesterday's outage and affected tens of thousands of customers around the country. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, Linda's on assignment. This morning on the 15th of January, midway through January today, 8:05 in the morning. News at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
I guess our guest hasn't called in yet, huh?
No call.
Oh. Well, okay. So what else is going on? major day today is?
Major day, the national day we have, let's see, it was National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Uh-huh.
It's National Hat Day also, like that day.
Uh-huh.
National Bagel Day. And then we have a day in history. It's Martin Luther King's birthday. Also was the first Super Bowl win. Packers beat the Chiefs on this day in 1967.
Wow.
Super Bowl I.
Do you remember that?
No.
I do. I remember the first Super Bowl. Yeah, I was in college.
Let's see what else happened.
Yeah, there. Packers, had, you know, they had won the, before they had the Super Bowl, they had won the, whatever it was back then, the NFL, National Football League. They had won for 2 years in a row. So this was like their third year.
Yeah.
Under Lombardi, who was a legend. It's amazing. Back in 1967, the winners of the Super Bowl, almost all of them, if not all of them, had to have a second job in the off season because they didn't make enough money to live a year, you know, live all year. So they almost every player in the National Football League, NFL, had second jobs. A lot of them had stores, you know, furniture stores or used car lots or these things. Yeah, it was interesting.
Come a long way.
Oh, yeah. When the 800,000 is the minimum salary if you make it. It's not easy making it into the professional football, but I think the minimum salary is like 800,000.
840,000.
How much?
840.
Yeah, $840,000.
But if you're a veteran of 7-plus seasons,
yeah,
you make $1.2 million. So if you've been in the league for 7 years, you know, and you're just making the league minimum, you get $1.2
million. Okay, so you're making $1.2 million after 7 years, but you would think after 7 years you'd be making more money. I guess, though, you could have guys that are, they want, as you know, their replacements.
Yeah, they're probably bench guys.
You know, they're on the bench a lot of times, or they're maybe playing on taxi squads, but they're still being paid.
Yeah, special teams guys, you know.
Yeah, $1.2 million is not bad. And, you know, their lifespan in football, depending on the position, is not long. Most running backs don't last more than 5 years. I think it seems like offensive linemen last longer.
But practice squad players earn a lot less, and they get paid weekly.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it just depends.
How much did they get paid?
It doesn't really say. I'm looking.
Okay. I was wondering about that because they have a practice squad who runs the opponent's offense. against their defense and their defense against the home team's offense.
He still make pretty good. So like for the 2024 season, rookie younger players earn a set rate of $12,500 a week.
Oh.
Veterans with three-plus seasons, they've negotiated a minimum of $16,800 a week to a maximum of $21,300 a week.
If they're on the taxi or on the
if that's if they're a veteran and they're three-plus seasons. But this is just the practice squad.
The practice squad.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. $16,000 a week?
Yeah, minimum.
I could do that. I don't know what I would do.
But yeah,
of course, I'd fight. I would have fought Mike Tyson in a phone booth for $1 million.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. Well, it looks like our guest for today has not called in. So let's take a quick break, and we can revamp right now. All right, we'll be right back.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact shastacollege.edu.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at WinRiver Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Right here, right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Okay, we have fixed the problem. One way I fixed it is Joanne McCarley, who's the executive director of Shining Care here, came in just to say hi and wave at me, and I said, come on in here for a few minutes, and Mark Baird's going to call us at 8:30. Good morning.
Good morning.
Get in a little bit closer.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. I've known Joanne for, we've had the station 16 years, so probably right around then,
yes.
You and I were on the downtown, what was that thing called? The Downtown Business Council?
Something, but we were just wanting to be part of helping downtown be good.
In the first meeting we went to at the City Hall, we were accused of, even though we only joined the group, all of us were accused of of malfeasance we were accused of not watching where the money was going for the downtown business tax. And we, Joanne and I looked at each other and went, what? What? What's going on here?
Yeah, it was pretty shocking.
It was. So, hey, welcome to helping out in the community. As it turns out, that was not true. And it was just, it was a way that they wanted to do away with the Downtown Business Council or wherever we were.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. We all just said, fine.
Right.
Why just go away? Tell us about Shining Care.
We are a nonprofit agency, and our mission is to help people age well, meaning knowing what your resources are, thinking ahead for long term, and having the best situation to live a good quality life, and it is possible.
Yeah, and we have I have a friend that you're helping that, you know, people want to stay in their homes as long as they can, and, you know, they should, because people are happier and healthier in their homes. But sometimes you need help or assistance, I guess I should say. Mm-hmm. People coming by, making sure everything's okay, going shopping, all those kind of things. And
yes.
You all really help out with that.
Yes, and I always encourage everyone to just think ahead before you need that, which is not easy to do because we're all so busy and something we want to think about, but to have your plan about what you're going to do, because it is very true. Just a little bit of assistance can keep you independent and thriving. I see so many sad situations where people waited too long, they didn't get help, and they, you know, fell and broke a hip or got in a car accident, and now they need 24/7 care, and they're totally dependent, whereas if they had just had a little bit of help, they could have been independent for the most part. So we do, I do encourage people to go to our website, shiningcare.org. It's full of a lot of just short read articles, helpful information about everything.
And let me tell you, Joanne goes over and talks to the people, or one of her experts, but Joanne, and she'll do an assessment of where they are. And and in some cases it's okay, you know, we need to have somebody come in here and, you know, two or three times a week, you know, we do the, you know, help clean or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's others though that are more serious. And do you get their family involved?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We consider ourselves partners with the family, with especially the person, because if you think about, you know, if someone came to me and said, you know, Joanne, I'm worried about you, I'm going to send someone over to do an assessment on you, I would probably say no.
Yeah.
Because
no,
what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's really just about coming in with professional, fresh eyes. We look for fall risks. We look for certain things that we wouldn't maybe see ourselves or for even our loved ones, and we can just point out ways to stay safe and resources, and it's all consensual. Our job is to help people make informed decisions for their own lives and support them in that and help make the phone calls and all that, because that gets complicated. But we don't force anything on anyone. But for the folks that refuse all help, I mean, I've been doing this. Can you believe it? I've been doing this for 30 years.
Wow.
This year.
Wow.
So weird because I just turned 30.
I was going to say you started when you were 5 years old.
But you know, the sad stories I see are the people that just absolutely refuse to look at it or talk about it, and they, you know, getting up on step stools to clean the top cupboard or even something like changing your linens. As our bodies age, we get more frail. So the key really is staying healthy and trying to prevent accidents, because falls are the
big thing.
Yeah.
My father-in-law is 94. My mother-in-law is 92. They live in their home. They drive, you know, they shopping, get their hair done, all those kind of things. It is very difficult to get them to plan ahead. And, you know, being selfish in a way, I said, you know, frankly, I don't want to have to react to something happening because it's too late then. And they've kind of acknowledged that. And now they're talking about going, you know, downsizing into a different place, because this has got a, even though they've got gardeners and pool guys and all that, that because they rent this house, but they've got so much stuff, and now they're I mean, they really are serious, all, you know, now. So I think they realize that there's got to be some changes in their life, and it's going to be difficult.
It is.
You know, you have to move and all.
Change is hard, but you know what I've seen? I've seen people just have like a whole new chapter. I firmly believe, you know, change is hard, but it also can be good, and it doesn't have to be. I think there's a, the way it used to be is you either had to move in with your family or you had to go to a convalescent home.
Yeah.
That's not true anymore, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many options, and that's really our role, is to help people know all the different options and help them figure out what's best for you or for your loved one.
Because the cost of going to, assisted care facility or whatever. I mean, they still walk around and you do all those things. Kind of like at the veterans home. You've got one side that I think it's called assisted, but, you know, everybody kind of gets on their own. You know, it includes 3 meals a day and all the other things they do. It's not cheap.
No, it's really not.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of the long-term planning is really looking at your finances and really looking into what the costs are. We have a lot of folks call us. They really thought that their Medicare and their insurance was going to cover assisted care, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
Having no idea what the costs are. Same with home care. So we're here to just help people understand it all and then figure out what's best for you. And then we can do an assessment to really come in and we're objective. We don't have any skin in the game. You know,
right.
We're just here to really look.
Oh, no,
to
I
see.
Can tell you that Joanne does a wonderful job. And the bottom line is helping people that are in their, you know, they're elderly, and is to make sure that their quality of life doesn't suffer too much. I mean, as you get older and you're certain things you can't do, but still to be able to live out your life comfortably.
Absolutely. And we're here for family caregivers too. Being, the person, a lot of times it's an unspoken thing, but there's usually typically one loved one that's the point person, the main person, and it can really take a toll on them. And some of it is, I think you alluded to this with your situation, it's stressful. It's always in the back of your mind when you're worrying about your loved one. And it, you know, a lot of times.
You're absolutely right.
Immediately you lose sleep. You don't even realize how much it's affecting you. And then emergencies happen. Now you have to drop everything. So, you know, I hear a lot from seniors, well, I don't want to burden my family.
Well, you're going to burden them.
It is. I mean, that's the reality.
And I don't mean burden, but you are going to have an impact on your family if you don't plan.
Right. Right.
And then all of a sudden we're in reaction mode, You know, like I said, knock on wood, that they've been very healthy, but my father-in-law had an incident, and ended up down there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Fully recovered and all that, but they both know if one of them, like, trips, nope, you know, and,
yeah.
or, and can't get up, the other one can't get them up.
Right.
They just don't have the strength anymore to do that, and it's not like neither one of them are, you know, heavy. They're just, you know, normal size, but
yeah.
the other one can't get them up.
Mm-hmm.
So then they need help. And these are just little things that I'm always looking at
yes.
and thinking, you know, do they have, I'll turn you loose in 2 minutes, and you can make it over to your next appointment across the street.
I just realized I have to meet my obligation.
Yeah, I know, I'm going to let you loose. Just, you know, things like grab bars in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't hard to put up. And yeah, maybe it's something I should do to do something like that. So
yeah, you know, yeah. accidents happen to people of all ages, as we know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's not a bad idea to kind of do your own fall risk assessment in your yeah. house. It doesn't matter what age you are. But I think the key is being informed. I think the more that we're informed, have talks with our loved ones, have a plan. And yes, there will be emergencies, but it's so much better for everyone. At least if you know, okay, if the emergency happens,
yeah.
who's my person, especially if I live out of town, and are they ready, and do I have everything yeah. in order? So we're here to help with all of that.
How do people get a hold of you, Joanne?
Our phone number is 530-232-5543, and you can also contact us through our website, shiningcare.org.
If you have questions, Joanne is such a nice person, and I mean, she really truly is a nice person. I mean, my sweetness level rises whenever she walks in, but she's here to help people, and it's something we're all going to face. So why not talk to an expert? There's checklists and all types of things available. Joanne, thanks a lot for letting me pull you in here for a few minutes.
Anytime.
But Shining Care, people should know about you all and what you can provide families. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back, and Mark Baird's going to give us a call.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Redding. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Do
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across parking lot from the old Lucky Mummers Subway. Established in 1960, been in the same location since 67. And this is, I found them in 2007, and have never gone anywhere else. They are great guys, and I've never had a bad haircut there. Reasonable prices, and the big thing, it's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop, and I truly enjoy barbershops. You can make appointments so it works on your schedule. You don't have to go wait in line or anything. And just by calling them at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy, which I use just to see how it works. And you can set up a time anytime this year and say, yes, in November I want to have a haircut on the 3rd of November. And it'll show that it's open. And you can get it, and then you will get a text and an email, or text or email, to remind you that day. That's at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. On the phone, we have Mark Baird. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, buddy. Hey, Mark and I know why we're laughing. Tell us a little bit. Tell people, your name has been out there a lot, but tell people who Mark Baird is, would you please? A little bio.
Well, I'm a rancher in Siskiyou County. I was a deputy sheriff for a while, airline pilot for 28 years, fire tanker pilot, and tired of having the state take enumerated rights and throw them in the trash can and just restrict citizens' conduct anywhere and everywhere they want without impunity.
There you
so
go.
I decided to do something about it.
Yes, and you picked a subject that's near and dear to a lot of North State inhabitants, and that's the Second Amendment.
Yeah,
among other things that you've been involved in, but the big one right now is the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I agree. The state when it was founded had no restrictions on the carry of weapons by lawful citizens for the peaceful purpose of self-defense, none whatsoever. For 100 years before it was a state that I can prove, there were no restrictions on the carry of weapons for self-defense.
Uh-huh.
All the way up until 1967, when the legislature decided it wasn't a good idea for African-American people to carry weapons, and so they stripped all of us of our rights to openly carry weapons, something that we've been doing for over 165 years.
And this came, this came under Reagan, didn't it?
Yeah, it came under Reagan. Actually, the bill was partially written by the National Rifle Association.
Yeah, and this because a black path, if I remember right, Black Panther contingent showed up at the Capitol and had firearms. And
it actually started a little bit before that, okay, because there were groups of people in Oakland who were patrolling with openly carried weapons because they were protesting police conduct in Oakland,
okay,
toward blacks.
Yeah.
And so the Mulford Act was introduced, and the Black Panther demonstration was to protest the Mulford Act itself.
Right. And like state, you said, it was to disarm the black community.
Yeah, exactly. That's
where it started.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So continue on.
Well, Penal Code 25850 bans the open carry of a loaded weapon anywhere in public. And Penal Code 26350 bans the open carry of an unloaded pistol anywhere in public. And that was enacted in 2012 because a Glendora state senator said you don't need a firearm to go buy a cheeseburger. And that was his reasoning for stripping people of a Second Amendment guarantee. I wasn't able to do anything about it then. I was a kid, and you know, I went in the service and did a lot of things in the interim. But when I was able to do something about it, I sued the state of California to strike Penal Code 25850 and 26350, and that's where we are today.
Okay, so when did you start your battle?
It's been pretty close to 10 years now, and that's how long it takes. Once you're stripped of your liberty, you can ostensibly go to court to try to recover it, and federal judges are political hacks by and large. There are a few honest ones, but not very many. And in the Ninth Circuit, most of them work for the Democrat Party, and that's a fact I can support based on the appeal of the denial of a preliminary injunction because the judge said so. The judge ordered the circuit court judge to stop being an operative of the state and stop being an attorney for the state and to support the Constitution, whether she liked what was in it or not. So, and that's my proof that that's what they do here.
So, Mark, why does it take? I mean, this seems like a pretty cut and dried case. I mean, either it's.
Yeah.
Why does it take 10 years? Does it? I mean. Is it take that long to get it on the docket? Is it delays? Is it, so you'll come up and they send it back? I mean, 10 years seems like an awfully long time for something that seems pre-cut and dried one way or the other.
Well, it is an awfully long time. And what they do is, you know, they know the courts. I had an attorney warn me when I started this. He said, you know, judges have a bucket of dirty tricks that has no bottom. When they don't like you or don't like your case, they will outspend you or outweight you. And after you're dead, your case is moot. We had conference calls with this judge where she said, well, we didn't accomplish anything today, but at least we kicked the can down the road 6 or 8 months.
Six or eight months.
They say that publicly. When you talk to them, when you talk to judges about inalienable rights and God-given rights, they have a fit. They can't stand the idea that rights predate government. But they do, and I can prove all that, and I did prove it.
Okay, so, you know, here's the thing, too, which is infuriating when you see these things happen, is that they're using our money to do it. And
well, you fight with your own money, and you're fighting your own money.
Yeah,
you pay for their lawyer, and you pay for your own lawyer.
Yeah, and you're paying for the judge, you're paying for the whole system.
Right.
And then,
exactly.
And then, yet, when you know, if it's one individual, but individuals have prevailed, and in this case, you prevailed, at least at the first level here in federal court. So
yeah, well, I prevailed in the appellate court,
yeah.
So a 3-judge panel ruled that the ban on the open carry of a loaded weapon in counties of more than 200,000 people is unconstitutional. So that's
huge.
Where we are
that's
today.
That's huge.
Yeah,
but see,
it is huge.
In California, it's huge. But you go to, what, 29 other states that have constitutional carry or open carry?
Yeah, I believe it's 30 now.
Yeah, it could be 30.
Well, there was a case in Florida that quoted my case, and they won open carry in Florida.
Yeah.
So we have about 30 states, but where we come to is the Bill of Rights was a blank sheet of paper. When James Madison wrote the Second Amendment, he started with a blank paper. He could have said anything. He could have said states can ban this if they allow that. He could have said you can carry a pitchfork but not a gun.
Yeah.
He could have said you can carry a gun but not a pitchfork. But he didn't say any of those things. And what he ended up saying was a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. There is only one lawful way to alter, change, or cancel an enumerated right. And that is Article 5 of the United States Constitution, and states and governments never avail themselves of that because they know they'd lose. So they use friendly jurists, and then they take a sewing needle and turn it into a battleship in court by lying, changing facts, altering circumstances, confusing the issue, changing the issue. And I could go on and on and on because I've been going through this for about 10 years now.
Uh-huh.
But the bottom line is this. At least five of the first 10 amendments are what are called negative rights. Congress shall make no law. No person shall be held. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. In other words, they are an indictment of government to not interfere with rights that predate government that we were endowed by our Creator. Governments have no jurisdiction over at least the negative rights, and my contention is they have no jurisdiction over the Bill of Rights. The only jurisdiction over that is found in Article 5. But yet courts and jurists...
Okay, can you elaborate a little bit on Article 5 for people?
Article 5 is the only lawful method to alter or change the Constitution or anything in it.
And that's not easy to do.
No, it's not easy to do. It's difficult. It's almost impossible to do, and that's for a reason.
Yeah.
So that's, and according to the Bruin Court, that reason is so that successive loads of jurists or successive loads of legislators cannot alter or change enumerated rights because then they render the right meaningless. What's the point of having the right to keep and bear arms when you can't keep or bear arms?
Or the free speech,
or
religion, or being able to have meetings,
or to be free from unreasonable searches, or
yeah.
the right to an attorney, or the right to not have to incriminate yourself when you testify. I mean, you know, what is the point of having those rights enumerated in very specific language, which the founders intended to use for the purpose that they used it? And by the way, that language is very easily interpreted by any ordinary citizen, and that's the point. What's the idea of having those rights if any judge or any state senator or any governor can just change them anytime they want to say anything they want?
Well, it doesn't, and that there right. lies the problem. When a state,
yes.
a state wants to change, take away your rights, and passes laws to do that, the system should immediately say you can't do that. And it took going all the way up to the Supreme Court again in the Bruner decision to say that you could actually have guns in your, you know, in your possession or guns in your home.
Exactly right.
Yeah. It's very frustrating. And it's not just on the Second Amendment. It's, if you think about it, if the Second Amendment can be changed, you know, just on a whim from a state legislature, then why can't the First Amendment or be changed?
Well, the answer is that it could. And that's why the Bruin Court very specifically said the Second Amendment is not a second-class right subject to a different set of rules.
No.
It's the same as all the other enumerated rights subject to the same rules the other enumerated rights are. And by the way, Murdoch v. Pennsylvania says that no right may be changed to a permission, nor may a fee be charged for the exercise of an enumerated right.
The fee. That.
In other words, your concealed carry fee?
Yeah, fee.
That's regulating an enumerated right, turning it into a permission, and charging a fee for its exercise, which, by the way, is also unconstitutional.
Yeah, it's like we're going to charge you a fee. If you think about it, we're going to charge you a fee for going to church.
Well, do you have to ask permission or pay money before you speak freely or go to church?
Yeah.
Or or any of the other things that, Americans are free to do without government intervention and without government permission. That's what a right is, something that is not unlawful that you do without government permission. If you have to have permission, it's not a right. It's a permission.
Okay, I'm here with Mark Beard, who took the right to bear arms to on a 10-year journey, and the court just ruled on that. And when we get back, I want Mark to elaborate on that, what the court said. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Enjoy a moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow, Mark Licky, who is the chairman of the Shasta County Board of Education's Parents Group, will join us, and also House of Realty in the Middleton family. On the phone is Mark Beard, who successfully, after a 10-year battle, got the right for California citizens to have open carry. So, Mark, tell us about the decision and what it said and what it means.
Well, the decision struck the Penal Code Statute 25850, the ban on openly carrying a loaded weapon anywhere in public in the state of California, and struck the Penal Code 26350 on openly carrying unloaded pistols anywhere in public, ostensibly in the state of California. Now, we have to wait because, of course, there are still other legal minutiae and procedural delays and denial of rights that have to come along with this. In other words, the court has not issued its mandate yet. Apparently, under the federal rules of appellate procedure, the ruling is not enough. You have to wait for the court to issue a mandate on the ruling where they order the lower court to enter judgment on my behalf. And then the state also has, I think, about another 10 days or so to determine whether they're going to appeal this decision to the en banc panel, which would cause me essentially to start over with a new court. Not quite starting over, but I'd have to go to the en banc panel and argue the case there. Now, the en banc panel typically accepts 100% of the Second Amendment cases because the Ninth Circuit hates the Second Amendment. They hate you. They hate the fact that you have rights. They hate the fact that you're not subjugated in your entirety by the government. And so the only reason a decision goes en banc is if the court doesn't like it and they want to reverse it. But that would open a path to the United States Supreme Court. And with the logic that we have and the rulings that we have to date and the makeup of the court, it is very likely that California's arrogance and their appeal to the en banc court could lead to constitutional carry in all 50 states.
Well, that and that's good news for the states that don't have, open carry or constitutional carry type rules. Now, this is for counties that are over 200,000 people. Counties with under 200,000 people already had that right to open carry. Is that correct?
Well, they had the ability. They didn't have the right. They had the ability to ask the sheriff for permission to exercise their rights. And interestingly enough, I did an Administrative Procedures Act request on the state of California, who legally are bound to be the caretakers of all pistol permits and all weapons permits issued in the state of California. And since the inception of the right to openly carry in counties of under 200,000 people, no such permit had ever been issued. I personally called all 58 sheriff's offices. I applied for permits under two sheriffs in my own county, and even though you have the right to carry, they said no. So the right to carry is a vapid, elusive, and transparent permission which no sheriff ever agreed to issue, even though the Bruin Court said these permits are shall issue.
Uh-huh.
And one of the reasons they used, and unfortunately for me, the court disallowed this portion of the case, even though this is a shall issue state, Department of Justice never issued applications for the open carry permit, and under California law, all permit applications have to come from DOJ. So I sued them over that too, but the court said, well, since you could get a permit, you know, we're not going to allow that challenge because the Bruin court said they didn't have any particular issue with permission provided it was shall issue and it wasn't onerous or difficult. Well, I would say never being able to get one would be slightly onerous, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would say that if they've never issued them at all.
Yeah, in fact, Judge Lee, who concurred in the dissent or concurred in the affirmative decision in the Ninth Circuit, he accused California of being the equal of an unscrupulous telemarketer. And he said, we would expect government to behave better, especially with regard to enumerated rights. Well, that's an interesting comment. The judge says, well, we would expect the state to behave better. Well, he's sitting there in a position of power. Wasn't he just order them to behave better? But they didn't. And so that's a fight I'm prepared to take on. And I have a strategy which I don't really want to disclose yet because yeah. the state in their arrogance has completely omitted this line of logic, and I think once again their arrogance is painting them into a corner. You can't ban everything. There has to be a way for people to exercise a right without permission. And that's exactly what they've done, and I'm about halfway to having that right vindicated.
Do you think it's going to the Supreme Court?
I don't know. That's a tough one because California really, in my opinion, if I were the state of California, I would take the loss, and then because it only affects California and Hawaii in the Ninth Circuit, all the other states already have open carry in the Ninth Circuit. Now, if they lose this at the Supreme Court level, their friends in New York and New Jersey are going to be pretty mad at Newsom and his gang of crooks because everybody will be forced into open carry. If they were smart, they would take the loss, tell the legislature to work overtime and say, oh, yes, you can carry, but only on the fifth Tuesday in February during leap year, walking on the back of an elephant in pink pajamas. That's how they do things here. And that would begin a new fight. But their arrogance knows no bound. And so probably they will appeal to the en banc. The en banc will probably reverse. And then we will try to go to the Supreme Court.
Okay. So you got the first decision. But this one's not over.
It is not over unless they take the loss. And quite frankly, I don't know how they think they could.
Do you ever get reimbursed for this? I mean, in the sense that, you bring something, you've been fighting it for 10 years. And if you don't want to answer it, that's fine. But
I don't mind.
It seems like then the court would say, well, look, he's right. And, he should be reimbursed for his legal expenses on something like
this. Yeah, if I win, I can apply for fees, which would go to the issuer of the money. In other words, the 501c3 pecan handles all the money. I don't touch the money. I've never seen it. I don't even know what bank it's in.
Okay.
But they're the ones that handle the money. And if I'm reimbursed, the money would go to them, and then we'd be in a position to start another storm with California over rights.
Okay. Mark Barrett, who took on the California state government and won, at least at this level, in the Ninth Circuit Court, decisions made in a three-judge panel, which will then be kicked up to all of them, I would imagine, so that we'll find out what the next step is. And it could be is that if they agree, then would the state itself appeal? And like you said, if they do that, then the Supreme Court makes the ruling.
Would you mind if I gave a shameless plug for donations?
No. Oh, yeah, of course.
The website is www, of course, to keep and bear, TOKEEPANDBEAR, no spaces, all lowercase, .com. And there is a donate button there. $2, a buck, whatever you can spare. If you can't spare anything, God bless you, and at least give me moral support. But the expensive bit of this is just about to start. I'm sure a trip to the Supreme Court's not going to be cheap. So if you can help out with this, it's very much appreciated.
To keep and bear, right?
.com. To keep and bear .com.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind giving a shameless plug for it. It goes back to whether it's you can't pick and choose which amendment, which right that you have is more, that it's a second-class citizen.
These rights are intended to protect us from tyranny of the majority of voters, really. In other words, you have rights no matter who's in charge or don't you? And that's the question I'm asking the court. Do we have rights or don't we? If we don't, just be honest about it. But if we do, enforce all of them.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for giving us a call this morning. It won't be the last time. Keep us in the loop.
Things are happening. Thank you very much.
You bet. And take care out there.
All right. Bye.
This was – okay. So I think the bottom line, in my opinion, is this. Either you have these rights or you don't have these rights. And people go, oh, but carrying guns. Well, It's a right. It's no different than freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to gather, freedom to not be, to have troops sequestered in your home. All of these. And they were written by people that were going through that back then and saw what could happen. Okay. Tomorrow, like I said, House of Realty and the Middletons are coming in, and also the chairman of the Shasta County Board of Education, not the supervisor or superintendent, but the head of the board there will join us tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there, by the way. And God bless America.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.